Let me start my introduction to the Slovak National Opera, Whirlpool, from 1949, composed by Eugen Suchoň in 98 till 1993, in the crucial moment of Suchoň's authentic conception. My example comes from the second premiere of the reconstructed version from 2002. State Opera of Banská Bystrica prepared it in the frame of the centenary of Eugen Suchoň in 2008, and it is still in the repertory of the ensemble. This is an entr'acte between the scene 4 and 5. We will see the conclusion of the poet's monologue, then appears the double. Please focus your attention on the orchestral background, the expansion of the theme of evil.
Náhodník ma dá tam kdesi na pól a na nápis nejaký výstražný by nevstúpil sem nik v blahé nádeji, že toto všetko zmení. Ze starej piesni dá niekto novú podobu.
Entr'acte dissolves in the image of the forest. From a distance, singing of drunken Andrei sounds coming from behind the scene. Andrei is one of the protagonists of the village narrative, which is the basic storyline of the opera. As the spectator realizes explicitly in only in that very moment, Andrei finds himself at the place where he had killed his rival in love, Jan Štělina, whose corpse was found by the girls at the beginning of the first scene. Suchoň put the rural story into the philosophical aesthetic polemic of the two discussing protagonists, the poet and his alter ego, the double, who symbolize the principle of good and evil. Thus, the rural story should have been only a story in a story, shifted onto a surrealistic level, as it is taking place only in the imagination of the poet. Both characters appear in the opera only twice. In the introduction, where the double provokes the poet to write together a play from the real life. Then the return of the poet in the entr'acte and his skeptical monologue about the Slovak folk corresponds with the development of the village story. At the end of the scene 4, the series of negative events culminates. It started with the murder, which opened the way for Andrei to marry Katrina. However, the marriage is not happy. In his son's appearance, Andrei believes to discern the traits of the murdered Jano. He is persuaded not only by his own remorse, but also by Jano's father, old Štělina, who suspects him. In the scene 4, between the entr'acte, when Štělina visiting Zimoň's family reproaches Andrei for his drinking and manners towards Katrina, they start to fight. Andrei runs from the house and gets lost in the woods. Despite the success of the premiere of the work in Bratislava and Prague in 1950, the representatives of the Slovak Communist Party, led by the poet Ladislav Novomeský, requested Suchoň to make some modifications. The problem was the Christian undercurrent of the opera and the ideologically dangerous melodramatic frame. Suchoń refused, what resulted in the confiscation of the score. The opera was taken off the program, and the censors themselves set about modifications of the work. They removed the characters of the poet and double and changed the libretto in contradiction with music. In 1951, Suchoń was asked by the conductor Zdeněk Chalabala to accept the changes in the libretto and to rework music as well. Suchoń refused to do it again, and then Chalabala asked him for a permission to make the changes in the score himself. Under this threat, Suchoń surrendered, reduced the trivial character of the texts, and recomposed the conclusion of the opera. In this shape, the work was premiered in 1952. In 1963, the dramaturg Igor Vajda and stage director Branislav Kryška of the opera in Banská Bystrica decided to return to the original conclusion with its Christian message of forgiveness. Since then, this version has been preferred for all the productions at home and abroad. Slovak public has identified with the shape of the national opera, and the characters of the poet and double were forgotten. For obvious reasons, Suchoń never commented on the issue publicly. The reconstruction from 2002 aroused discussions about the melodramatic frame. The stage director Juraj Jakubisko and dramaturg Vladimír Zvara of the opera of the Slovak National Theatre in Bratislava decided, however, not to accept the authentic shape of the opera, adapting its sufficient dramatic character, and to preserve the compromise version. And so happened that we staged two Whirlpools in Slovakia today. The purpose of my contribution is, on the basis of analytical arguments, to support the authentic shape of Suchoń's work. The idea of story in a story, respectively of two worlds, is in the musical language expressed as a contrast of two musical idioms. Suchoń's aim was to use, I quote, contrast of folk music language to modern compositional devices, quote end. There is a common starting point of the both, so-called third decimal chord. Please, the slide two. That Suchoń generated from harmonic partials in his theoretical treatise Chordal System from the triad to 12 chord. As I discovered in 2006, it is actually identical with the Whirlpool chord mentioned by Suchoń. This chord plays the crucial role in the whole opera. It reminds us of Scriabin's Prometheus chord, C, F sharp, B flat, E, A, D. What realized also Suchoń, although with a distance of almost 30 years. The tones of the Whirlpool chord belongs at the same time to the Lydian Mixolydian scale, very typical for Slovak and East European folk song, so C, D, E, F sharp, G, A, B flat, C. Contrary to the Whirlpool chord, the Prometheus chord has an avant-garde structure of fours. Both chords, however, display an identical function in the tonal organization. Scriabin had been using the so-called dissonant chordal center from the symphonic poem Prometheus in 1910. By Suchoń, the field of the Whirlpool chord, to which all tectonically important and tragical moments from the opera converge, symbolizes the evil and the terror. Suchoń thus gives unity and an undercurrent of balladic atmosphere to apparently totally contrasting scenes. The both chords are compatible with a whole tone scale whose expressive characteristics result from its not non-hierarchical atonal basis. As there are the same distances between the tones, there are no privileged and less privileged degrees. No contrast between the consonants and dissonance. No leading tones, it is not possible to soothe the tension in us who are influenced by the tonal feeling. The basic contrast between the two worlds of the opera, based on this double understanding of the same set of pitch classes, one's the Whirlpool chord and the Lydian-Maxwellian scale, presents Suchoń at the beginning of the opera. At the end of the overture, Suchoń accentuates the whole tone implications of the Whirlpool chord in the fifth string positions, root tone G, and generates modern harmonic surroundings. That is the music world of the melodramatic frame of the opera. Please note the text on the bottom. In the original, it is the conclusion of the initial dialogue between the poet and the double. After the attacca transition into the impressionistic forest, we remain in the realm of the Whirlpool chord. With the singing of Marka, we enter in the second musical domain, the music world of the village. Modality, rhapsodic segmentation of the melody possessing a typical idiom of protracted songs, meadow songs, quasi-tonal rooting of the melody in G, all this helps to conjure the typical ambience of the Slovak folk music. Perhaps it seems to be difficult. The next slide. This is the most important leitmotif of the opera. It appears for the first time in the choral scene of the villagers gathering over the corpse of Jan Štělina. The genesis of the shape began in the Baroque period, a three-tone cell consisting of a descending second and a larger ascending interval belonged to the rhetoric figures possessing the diction of a question. Famous examples are found in the 19th century in the music of Beethoven, Muss es sein, and Wagner, symbol of grief and destiny in the Ring of the Nibelung. Suchoń intensified the urging character of the motif by its doubling in parallel major thirds or tenths in chromatic. It is non-hierarchical antonal space. On the basis of the sequence shift of this motif, upwards, Suchoń evokes an effect of an expansion of the motif and generates the theme of evil. The expressive effect is heightened by a chromatically ascending bass voice from the tenth measure. Passus d'Oriusculus, traditionally carrying negative connotations as grief, pain, death, etc. A rough climax affettuoso is an illustrative example applying the Whirlpool chord as a dissonant choral center at the crucial tectonic point. The theme of evil appears also in the following scenes, where it, like an insistent ideifix, intertwines with the orchestral accompaniment. Let us now return to the moment with which we started, to the entr'acte and the scene five, which is from the musical structural point of view an analogy of the end of the overture and its attacca transition into the scene one. This example is from the score of the Whirlpool reconstructed. Uh, reconstructed by composer Vladimir Bokes. In the conclusion of the skeptical monologue of the poet, the orchestra plays the theme of Abel in a dark unisono, the only time in the opera it has in its original abstract and the coarsest appearance. The musical substance of the entire work itself is revealed on display. The double winds and straightens over the body of the poet falling in sleep, what the orchestra accompanies by the expanding of the theme of Abel. The author of the reconstruction, Vladimir Bokes, points out to the architectural structure of the work. I quote, "The original score of the Whirlpool consists of 8 units, the overture, scene 1, 2, 3, 4, the entr'acte, scene 5, scene 6. This segmentation accords with a familiar ratio of the golden section, 5+3, with the center of gravity in the entr'acte. A negative development, conflicts prevail in the first 5 scenes. A monologue of the distressed poet in the entr'acte is a focal point of the drama." Quote end. At the end of the entr'acte and its transition into the scene 5 of the Night Forest is a true analogy of the end of the overture and its transition into the scene 1. However, the music possesses an evolutional character, while the impressionistic forest motifs familiar to us already from the scene 1 are developed. When Andrei realizes that he has come to the place of the murder, the invasions of the theme of Evil over the kettle drum tremolo suggest his panic. From a distance, in this moment, in an abstract vocalize of the invisible choir behind the scene resounds, symbolizing the idea of goodness. From the musical structural point of view, it is a diatonic metamorphosis of the eternal theme of Evil set in the surroundings of the extended tonality. Yes, this metamorphosis of the atonal theme of Evil set in the surroundings of the extended tonality. The theme appears first in altos, then in sopranos, tenor, until it masters the action in the full choral of 4 voices, by which not only Andrei but also the whole orchestra is captivated. Andrei decides to confess. The double strives to discourage him, but Andrei's decision cannot be broken by the double, either with reasoning or with inducement, not even with blows of his fists. The principal idea of the 5th scene is Andrei's dramatic confrontation with the double that symbolizes the fight between goodness and evil. It is only here where a direct confrontation of both opera worlds emerges, compositionally solved by Suchoň as a confrontation of Andrei's arioso with the double's Sprechgesang. In the version without the poet and the double, the scene 5 had to be changed into a great aria of Andrei. The double's entries were integrated into Andrei's part as something like his alter ego. Nevertheless, as this alter ego strongly resists, at the end, Andrei looks quite like a hesitant, disordered and confused young man, so his final decision to plead guilty to a murder is psychologically unpersuasive. namely, the effect of the culminating moment of the whole opera, when Andrei finally breaks free from the double's hands, crying, realize me, I'm the poor murderer, is invalidated. In the censored version, the stage instruction in the coda of the 5th scene is again contradictory to musical essence. Andrei, he tries to move away, but fainting falls to the ground. This is commented in the orchestra by the triumphal return of the theme of goodness that is crowned with the liberating and cathartic major triad in a forte fortissimo. It is, however, not the lifeless, drunken Andrei's body on the stage, which is commented on by the music, but the decisive event, the triumph of the poet awakening after the double's escape, which is the frame cut out in the opera libretto. So, where is your love? I have found the truth. It is in the singing of the people, and it will remain there forever. Now we listen to the end of the fifth scene and short conclusion. The omission of the poet and the double and the reduction of the Whirlpool libretto into a folk detective story is a fundamental reduction of Suchoin's intentions. The question still remains for the future, perhaps today even more acute than in the time of the origination of the opera. Is it possible for the Slovak nation to identify itself with the picture outlined in the Slovak National Opera? Is there a chance that we will play only one Whirlpool in the future? Thank you for your attention.